You have a podcast? Now it's time to grow it. Build your audience, monetize, and more. It's all about becoming a successful podcaster. Now here's your host, Bruce Chamoff.
This podcast is listed on the New York City Podcast Network at nycpodcastnetwork.com. Visit the New York City Podcast Network for over 500 podcasts and over 30,000 episodes.
Become a successful podcaster with Bruce.
And with Megan. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. We are now podcasting from studio number 2. We have 3 studios in the house now. So the studio 1 is the one that has the nice echo, the reverb. It's got the nice room dynamics.
Where is that, Bruce? The bathroom?
No, but people do that. People actually podcast from their bathroom. It's funny you asked. No, the bathroom is not meant to podcast. Although I do know a lot of musicians also that don't have a reverb box. So they go into the bathroom with their microphone to get that reverb sound. But nowadays, you could just download a program like Audacity that has the podcast that's made for podcasting and has reverb and 50 other effects. So you don't need to go into your bathroom. No. Studio 1, Studio 2, and Studio 3, and this is Studio 2. Now, before we talk about podcasting with your phone, and if you can do it, if you haven't reviewed us on Apple iTunes or Apple Podcasts, please do. Actually, it's formerly iTunes for a podcast. Now it's just Apple Podcasts. So, Megan, how can we actually podcast with our phone, and is it advantageous to do so? And if so, what are the benefits or the advantages of going to do a podcast on your phone? Well, I'm going to say that I'm going to reveal to our audience that, yes, we do a lot of podcasting on my Android, my Samsung Galaxy S10. So, yes, you can podcast on your phone. Megan has an iPhone, and all it takes is one of those voice recorder apps that handle memory, because they got to handle good memory. And if you haven't decided to do this yet, because you're always podcasting on your fancy schmancy microphone, we do have one. We have a Samson. We have a Samson, and I use it for recording all my music, all the vocals. I also was using it for the photo, for the podcasting, and it's a USB connection. But I found that I get much better sound quality from my smartphone. So we decided to do this podcast right on our phone. We're not using a podcast mic. I know they have that big one out there. What's the new one called Snowball? The Snowball microphone? Do you know, Megan, they sell it in Best Buy and Walmart?
I have not seen it.
It's called,
because of COVID, I basically sit in the house, Bruce.
Well, now because podcasting is so big, there are stores like Best Buy and Walmart. They have sections just for podcast microphones. Do you know that?
I've seen it. I know you were thinking of going to Staples to pick up a few podcasting
Staples
things.
Too. Oh, yeah. Well, Staples has an interesting thing. They have the ring with the little thing that holds your phone. And this is more for video because they got that round ring light. And some of them are white and some of them are different colors. But we are talking about podcasting on your phone. And let me tell you, in the world where podcasts are becoming very competitive, and the more episodes you put out, the more you get SEO, the more your audience can grow, the more longevity and consistency you have with your podcast. What if you're traveling and you don't take your microphone, you don't pack it? Maybe you can't bring it on the plane. Or, what do you think, Megan? You just get a thought and you want to put it down for your next podcast. Megan, what do? You actually use your iPhone?
Yeah, I take the voice app out and I jot down a bunch of vocals that we just say, this sounds great. And I say, Bruce, we should do this on the next podcast. And he says, we have the thought now. Let's do it right now. And we say what we need to say. so that we capture that moment.
Yes, now this makes sense because the last couple of episodes, one of our recent episodes was us at the McCarran International Airport in Las Vegas. And we were waiting for our flight. We were waiting to board. So for those of you that have not heard that episode with us in the Las Vegas airport, or otherwise known as McCarran International, check that out. It's just two or three episodes ago.
Yeah, you hear the annoying noise in the background.
PA. You hear all the people saying, your flight is going to rain in 10 minutes.
You know, we
boarding will begin in 10 minutes, and we will be boarding military and handicap. What?
We recorded in a restaurant in Atlantic City. We've recorded in airports. We've recorded in the car.
Oh, yes, the Atlantic City episode. For those of you, our audience members, if you haven't heard the Atlantic City episode, that is one of the most popular ones on this podcast. We did it all on the phone, right?
Yeah, I think we did it in different restaurants in Atlantic City.
Yeah. Did we do it in Philadelphia?
No, I think that you were discussing your surprise. We did it on the road from Philadelphia to Atlantic City.
Yeah, I think
so. What was that hotel we stayed at? I don't even remember. That fancy one.
Where? Oh, the Ocean one or the other one?
The Ocean.
Or Harrah's?
We stayed at two hotels in Atlantic City.
Actually, three. We did Harrah's the first time. And then in the same weekend, we did the Hard Rock and we did Ocean One.
So we like to sometimes switch hotels mid-trip. Don't ask. Mid-trip, we stayed one night at one hotel. We stayed one night at
another. Yeah, we almost did that in Las Vegas, too. We tried to do the Mandalay Bay, and then we switched to the Cosmopolitan.
And then we were going to go to Santa Monica. You know, we sometimes do stuff like that because we're just an adventurous bunch of us.
Travels. Adventurous travels. And not advantageous, but advantage-ish. So, let's talk about the advantages. Advantage. Why do I have a problem saying that word?
Because it's late at night.
Oh, this is a late night podcast at 9:30. I mean, no one's going to hear this at this very second. We should do like a live one. But let me tell you, our dear audience members, we're going to talk about some of the advantages when we come back from these messages right here on Become a Successful Podcaster.
Become a Successful Podcaster. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you're looking for the latest and greatest in products across various categories, check out ConsumerVoice.org. ConsumerVoice.org ranks companies using a proprietary algorithm incorporating expert and customer reviews, user experience, lifetime value, and overall brand trustworthiness. Visit ConsumerVoice.org. And we're back, everybody. So we're going to talk about the advantages of using your phone instead of your microphone for podcasting. Now, Megan had a good one here. So Megan, what's the first advantage of using your phone?
It's time efficient because you can be walking to the office. Let's say here in New York, you take a train, you commute, and then you have a 20-minute walk. You can make your podcast while you're walking. So you can multitask. So you could save time making your podcast.
You know what that reminds me of? From the 70s. In the 70s, they had those tiny tape recorders, the mini recorders, right? Those little cassette tapes. Whenever you had a thought, you had it with you. Those little tape recorders were like pocket size, right? And you could just record any thought that you had and you played it back at any time. Of course, we don't have cassette tapes. That's very good, Megan. And the other advantage is some people just don't have money. They want to start a podcast. They don't want to pay a lot of money. Everybody has a phone. And I know that 99% of everybody, they have their phone with them at all times. So you don't really need that podcast microphone. And a good podcast microphone can cost anywhere from $75 and up. A lot of people just don't have the money. So you got it. You got a free microphone and it goes with you wherever you want. Now, the third advantage is I don't know. Yeah, I assume this is for the same thing for iPhone. I know that the Anchor app, because I use Anchor for our podcast, it has a built-in podcast recorder. So you can record directly into the app and it gets uploaded through the cloud right to Anchor. So that alone, I mean, I don't use the Anchor app for one reason, because they don't have the best editing tools. And I need to edit our podcast. A lot of the podcasts I'm doing lately with Megan, I don't edit because we keep them for bloopers pretty much, or just funny moments. Yes, folks, we are coming out with a funny moment. Funniest moments episode. That'll be part one. I'm putting that together with some of the bloopers there. And yeah, I think that those are the advantages. I mean, I actually, and believe it or not, I actually think that the phone has a better sound than the podcast microphones. Like these USB mics, I don't know why, but the phone is just so much better. Maybe not everybody's phone, but there you go. Let me summarize this for you. Number one, you might not be able to afford a microphone for your podcast. And if you're trying to start a podcast for free, and we'll be doing an episode on starting a podcast for free, you can use your phone. You already got it. Number two, you can just put it down, start your episode, just like those mini recorders from the 70s and the 80s. I know my father had one. And number three, you can podcast wherever you are. You don't have to worry about getting back to the office or the studio. Number four, some platforms allow you to podcast directly to them right through the app, through your phone too. I just use the Recorder app here, which is a good one on the Samsung Galaxy. And finally, and my favorite advantage, the phone just sounds better. It's a better microphone, and it goes with you wherever you want. Megan, what do you think?
I agree with you 100%. We tried microphones. We tried many different ways, and for some reason, the phone sounds the best. We get the best sound quality, and I don't get it, but it's that's the way it is. Our phone actually sounds the best.
It's called a smartphone, not a smart microphone.
Now, one thing we do is we make sure we're equidistant from the mic, because if one of us is at a different thing, it doesn't come out the same quality.
Yeah.
We try to be equally distant from the microphone in the phone.
Yeah, I think I'm a little closer. My voice is always a little closer when I hear it, but you know, I want to shout out to a couple of people who are supporting our podcast. These podcasters are very supportive of our show, and that starts with Mr. Scott Mason from the Purpose Highway podcast. Excellent podcast. I also want to give a shout out to Frank Sasso from the Anxiety Therapist podcast, who's becoming a very huge supporter of our podcast in many ways. And we're going to be guests on each other's show. I'm looking forward to that. And we're just talking about the time that we're going to meet and what we're going to shoot, the actual audio content. And I also want to give a shout out to Antoinette Blake of the Delaware Blogger. She's also a very, you know, we've actually did a show with her as well. So listen, guys, I know Megan has a song that she wants to play, one of my music, my original songs. Which one is it going to be? I never know till I ask her.
It's going to be Put Your Foot Down.
Put Your Foot Down. Well, you're really going through that old album.
Well, I love Put Your Foot Down. You're going to love it. You're going to love it too.
Put Your Foot Down.
It's from the album In Your World.
You're just going through the whole In Your World album, aren't you?
It's my favorite.
I'll tell everybody again in case this is the first time they're hearing my singing. I was very young when I did that album. I was probably, 1998 when I recorded it. Came out in 99. And my singing has gotten better since then. All right. Megan is going to introduce the song right now.
Put Your Foot Down from the album In Your World. Here is Bruce Chamoff.
See you guys in the next episode.